From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
And you've crossed the border into Hard Nation. Ladies and gentlemen of America, this is the most important election of our generation.
That's right. That is one of the few times my brother and I are going to agree on this show. This election is huge.
It's absolutely enormous.
My brother is a boneheaded conservative.
And my brother is a soft-hearted liberal who wants to help everyone and hug them and smother them with the government pillow.
I don't want to smother you, but I do want to hug you.
And that's why we are bringing Hard Nation to you, so we can talk to the candidates, we can talk to the newsmakers, we can talk to the people that are shaping our country. We're going to be talking to the powerful Donald Trump.
If I became president, I would bronze every immigrant child and I would attach them to naval ships.
Horrible. We're going to be talking to the big man himself, Chris Christie.
This country was built by fat white men.
We're going to be talking with Hillary Clinton. We're going to be getting viewpoints from all sorts of people out there in America on this big, big, big election. My brother Pete and I, we were separated at birth. My father worked for the tobacco, guns, and petroleum industry.
Mm-hmm. It blew up in a fire.
He did blow up in a fire, and it was a beautiful American fire. And he taught me to love three things: guns, gods, and guns. Did I say gods?
Well, he taught me to. A Freudian slip. That is actually the truth. We are governed by any number of gods in the universe, and I loved what I just heard.
I don't need your Hinduism in here.
And I was raised in Santa Cruz, California, by a soap maker and a professor of white wine studies at the University of California at Santa Cruz. And they taught me to love three things: white wine, soap. Well, I guess it's just two also. Our parents were similar. We come from different backgrounds, but we do share some things. 50% of our DNA is the same.
That's right. We share a passion for politics.
That's right.
Now, we've been doing drive-time radio outside of D.C. for years and years, decades.
A generation.
But now you can subscribe.
On iTunes, we've got producers who will cut down our show.
Which from is 7 about, to 12 hours yeah, every day.
It depends how long we just feel like sitting here. Mark usually falls asleep in a chair sometime around 4 o'clock and we have to stop the broadcast.
Sometimes I think about freedom and I just fall asleep.
Well, he's also, frankly, a little drunk.
This is Hard Nation!